And now, your letters. We received a lot of email during our program on last week's release of a Presidential Commission's report on mental health. Dr. Mike Faenza was a guest on that program. We've asked him back to respond to some of your comments and questions. He's president and CEO of the National Mental Health Association, and he joins us now from Baltimore, Maryland. Thanks for being with us again.
Thank you.
Tom in Palo Alto, California, wrote to ask, what's being done to teach people how best to help their families and family members who may suffer from mental illness? I think, he wrote, part of the stigma felt by those who suffer from mental illness is that their friends and family simply don't know what to do to help, and so they withdraw. What about this concern?
You know, there are programs from many organizations nationally and locally that support families with people with mental disorders and do public education programs that say that mental health problems are very widespread and highly treatable. But the truth is there's not enough of those supports. There's not enough services for people with mental health problems. And one important movement in mental health is to make services and education for families more culturally competent.
Cindy in Ohio had a question. I'm from a bilingual family and have noticed over the years a tremendous lack of resources for foreign speakers. Is that an issue that was addressed in the commission's report?
Yes. The commission report recognized that services for people that represent diverse communities for a number of cultures are essential if we're going to take mental health serious in the country. And there's a recommendation that states address racial and ethnic disparities across the board in access and how available services are and quality. I think for information, there's a number of organizations through the NMHA, National Mental Health Association website that can be helpful.
Well, what we can do is put a link to your website on our website. So if people are curious about that, they can just go to www.npr.org and go to the Talk of the Nation page, and there'll be a link directly to your website. One last email arrived anonymously, but it raised a concern echoed by others. It was about having to call the police when a family member was threatening to hurt herself. Police cars arrived, and she was removed in handcuffs in a police car to a psychiatric facility. The trauma associated with this only worsened the situation and certainly added to the stigma. The question is, what's being done to better prepare police to deal with mental illness?
I'm glad to say many police forces across the country now receive training on responding to people with mental disorders that are in crisis. We believe that ideally we need to have mental health services available in communities where mental health professionals are mobile and have relationships with communities, so it's professionals and volunteers instead of police. But we've made a lot of progress with police over the last 10 years.
Dr. Faenza, thanks again.
Thank you, sir.
Dr. Michael Faenza is president and CEO of the National Mental Health Association. He joined us by cell phone from Baltimore, Maryland. If you have questions for a guest or comments about one of our programs, we'd like to hear from you. Our email address is totn@npr.org, and you can still send us letters the old-fashioned way. We're at 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Please tell us where you're writing from, and if necessary, give us a tip on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Justine Kennan, Susan Lund, Megan Williams, Alicia Montgomery, and Setsuko Sato. Our director is Chad Campbell. Our production assistant is Brendan Banizak, and our interns are Amelia Shaw and Joel Riddle. Talk of the Nation's technical director is Kevin Waite. He gets help from Vince Muse, Mitch Eaton, Tom Carpenter, and Michael Cullen. We get help from reference librarians Key Molesky, Alphonse Vinn, and Holly Witt, and our program librarians Catherine Baer, Giselle Foss, Dan Onstad, and Maureen Clements. Our music advisor is Robert Goldstein. Talk of the Nation's senior producer is Sue Goodwin. Our senior editor is Ellen Silva. The executive producer of Talk of the Nation is Leith Bishop. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.